is asking the Inspector General of the State Department. The news broke late Friday night. Democrats are trying to sound an alarm. Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls it part of what she sees as a dangerous pattern of retaliation against patriotic public servants. NPR's Michelle Kellerman joins us now. Michelle, thanks for being with us.
I'm happy to be here.
A lot of people are waking up to the news. How did it play out last night?
Well, President Trump sent a letter to Pelosi saying it's vital that he have the fullest confidence in the appointees serving as inspectors general. And that's no longer the case with the State Department's IG. He did not give any reason. I asked the State Department after Politico first broke the story to respond, and they only sent a statement saying that the department is happy to announce that a man named Stephen Akerd, a Trump administration political appointee at the department, will be taking over the IG's office. The spokesperson didn't even mention the longtime Inspector General, Steve Linick, or say why he's asked to leave. But members of Congress, at least lots of Democrats, did speak out last night, and they're pretty furious.
The Democrats contend this firing is part of a trend, and they point to the principal deputy IG for the Department of Health and Human Services, the IG for the intelligence community, the chairman of the federal panel created by Congress to oversee management of that $2 trillion coronavirus relief package. They've all been fired too, haven't they?
Right. People are seeing quite a pattern here. The specific allegations against this one are still a bit murky. Elliot Engel, who chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee, called it an outrageous act by a president trying to protect one of his most loyal supporters, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. So Engel said that he understood that the office of the inspector general had actually opened an investigation into Pompeo. So firing him could be an unlawful act of retaliation. So I think we're going to see Congress really look into this.
Michelle, do we know anything about that investigation?
Well, the IG's office didn't get back to me. The State Department didn't comment on that. But one Democratic aide told me that the inspector general's office was looking into reports that Pompeo and his wife had employees doing personal errands for them. Last year, I should note that CNN did a report that described a whistleblower complaint in which some diplomatic security agents complained that they had become kind of Uber Eats with guns. They talked about picking up the Pompeo's adult son from Union Station or picking up the family dog from a groomer.
What can you tell us about Mr. Linick now that he's been removed and his name's in the news today?
So he's an Obama administration official who's been on the job since 2013. He seems to be pretty well respected. He did issue a couple of recent reports about Trump political appointees retaliating against career public servants. One of those reports blasted the Assistant Secretary for International Organizations. That person has since retired. Another was critical of Brian Hook, who's Pompeo's point person on Iran, for retaliating against an Iranian-American career civil servant. So, you know, remember, Linick is doing these reports while the White House talks about a deep state in the State Department. So the IG was really seen as at least taking on some of those charges pretty seriously.
NPR's diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman, thanks so much.
Sure thing.